He's a broadcaster. He's a writer. He's an expert in the field of science and nutrition. He's got a British accent. What more do you want? He's Robert Redfern, and we love him. Good health naturally. Always fantastic to have him on, and a variety of subjects. Your health. If you haven't realized, your health is your responsibility, and people like Robert can help you do that. Robert Redfern, welcome back to the Power Hour, my friend.
Well, it's a great pleasure. I was hoping to be on video today as well, but I had my hair cut especially for your program. And here we are talking.
I feel terrible. I didn't know. Well, it doesn't. Catherine made a mistake.
So
Catherine.
You should. It's been 4 months since I could get a haircut legally because barbers open in the UK.
I feel you're making me feel worse, Robert. This is awful.
All right. Next time.
We'll just assume every time we'll do video. For whatever reason, when Catherine contacts you, tell her, hey, I want to do video. So for some reason, it doesn't say video. I thought you didn't want to do it this time.
Never. No. I'm what's the word for it? I'm a show off, you know.
Yeah. Well, you have some right to be, I would say, with the products you've created. They are first rate, very first rate. Some of the serrapeptase, the curcumin is absolutely world renowned. The exactness with which you go about making your products are fantastic.
All of them are the best in the world. And if they weren't, I would drop what I'm doing and then use that best in the world. If there was anything ever better.
Find something better.
My life depends on it. My health depends on it.
Yes, that's a great point. Last time we ran out of time, or I don't know what happened, we were talking about curcumin, and that's a real staple of our audience. Our audience adores curcumin, and at least they use it a lot. And you've changed the formula a little bit. First, for everybody, maybe somebody who's new listening, what is curcumin? Why is it important? And what have you done with this fenugreek?
Okay, curcumin is that thing that people get confused with and call it turmeric. Turmeric is a spice, an Indian spice, and it's a wonderful Indian spice, and they've used it for thousands of years. They make golden milk with it. They add it to coconut milk and have it before bed. It's really good, and it's healthy because it had a secret ingredient called curcumin. But that curcumin in the turmeric itself is only 5%, so it's a tiny speck, really. Worse than that, that tiny speck of 5% only absorbs by 5%. So it's 5% of 5% is going to absorb.
Wow.
So what we did, we found this curcumin, which is bound to a fat and absorbs 40 times better than the ordinary curcumin that you see. Even the ones that have got this pepper added to it, the black pepper, which is good because, you know, we used to have that. But, and this is what happens. You know, I'm formulating curcumin with black pepper and feeling pretty good. Then I find something that's 40 times better. Do you think I drop the other one? and I'll always drop them. And so that's what we have in it. This is curcumin, which is 40 times better because it's bound to a fat. It absorbs straight into the body, whether it's in the mouth or going through the digestive tract.
We've had
amazing results.
Let's talk about those results. What does curcumin do? Why would somebody take it?
Well, there's so many different things. I'm not going to go through them all because it sounds like a miracle spice, but it is. But let me just give you an instance now. This guy put this on the internet himself, actually. He's a 91-year-old guy. He'd had prostate cancer for 26 years. The doctors had been battling trying to keep it without taking it out because he didn't want it out. But it was getting worse and worse. And he found, if you like, us and went on my plan. And now he's completely clear. He's absolutely over the moon. He's given up on the doctors now completely, and he's just working on the plans that I work with him to keep healthy. At 91, not 41 or 51, and he has got a big lease of life. And it's, as I say, his story's actually on the internet. It's just gorgeous, and that's the type of thing. People give it to their dogs and their, well, not, well, maybe horses as well, but certainly dogs when they've got cancer. and come back with the wonderful stories. So we have huge numbers of wonderful stories on all sorts of things, from prostate problems, from liver problems, obviously from digestive problems. It's a main product for our Alzheimer plan to recover people with Alzheimer's. Because Alzheimer's, as you probably know, if you remember, is caused by too much sugar in your diet. It feeds fungus. The fungus gets into the brain either through the gums or through perforated eardrums. And, of course, you then get a problem of the fungus on the brain. This was found by Spanish pathologists, by the way. So, you know, I don't make things up. I just go by science. And so the curcumin is a wonderful antifungal as well. But better than that, it will actually get through the blood-brain barrier, which is very difficult for anything to do. And so there's no end to the wonderful things with it. I came across fenugreek not long ago, maybe a year or so ago, and I was just interested in how I could use it. Well, rather than just create a separate supplement of fenugreek, that I thought, well, why not put it with the curcumin? Because it doesn't do the same things, but the things it does fills in the hole that the curcumin won't do. And that's a really interesting thing. And I've got a list in front of me, and I'm just going to run through the list now.
Yes.
It's got effects on breast milk production for women. You know what? Well, yes, you know, it's quite interesting. It affects testosterone in men.
Pause right there, Robert. I hate to interrupt you, but I've always wondered about breast milk. What causes your body? Is it a hormonal reaction that's changing your body? And why would, what is the cause of breast milk happening in your body? And then why does fenugreek affect that at all?
Well, it affects hormones. And that's the second one I'm just about to say anyway. But it affects the hormones in the body. And even in men and women, actually, it actually has an effect on the testosterone levels in men, which, you know, the benefits of that increase libido, but it does for women as well.
Mm.
And that's, you know, so if you like, that's the second proof that it's affecting hormones. The other thing it does, it helps control diabetes and blood sugar levels with people with diabetes type 1 and type 2. And again, hormones do affect blood sugar levels, or the blood sugar levels affect hormones, which one way or the other, that, you know, they are partners in crime, actually. And the studies showing that it works on appetite control, cholesterol levels, which curcumin already does, but this is a backup for that. A 2-week pilot study on heartburn showed that it is better than antacid medications. And, of course, the thing that curcumin is great for, inflammation, it also helps on inflammatory. And there's no side effects with it, with this as well. That's the interesting thing. You would have to take huge amounts, you know, to have side effects, which are not really serious, but, you know, they did this studies giving stupid high doses on animals, which I don't actually agree with, but... And it decreased fertility in animal studies, but that was huge doses, more than anybody should ever have, and more than you should give to animals as well, actually. But that's probably again the hormonal things. You know what I mean? It's just taking it over the top.
Why does
it? So we've got a nice dose in there. Sorry, go on.
Oh, you don't have to apologize. Why does it work on inflammation? What is the process in the body where it starts to deal with inflammation?
I can't answer that one. You know what I mean? It's the same with the hormones. The mechanics of the chemistry, I just go by the studies, and that's what I go with.
I'm fascinated by that. Inflammation is a big problem in our bodies. It seems like it's almost a universal disease or something. I don't know.
That's why the serapeptase, the sera enzyme, is called the miracle enzyme, because it has changed people's lives. Seriously has changed people's lives. And get this, in Europe now, it's banned. They banned it. And so I'm hoping that they don't ban it in the UK as well.
What did you just say? They banned it in where?
In the whole of Europe.
What was their reasoning? What was their reasoning?
They don't give a reason with these things. They just say it's not...
it's not approved.
It's a novel... That's right. It's a novel substance. That means that because it's not normally in the diet, that particular enzyme... It is a proteolytic enzyme, and we do have proteolytic enzymes in our diet, but that particular one isn't in the diet. If you remember, it was found in the silkworm, and now it's made, it's grown in the laboratory from plant material, and E15, the bacteria.
Let's not get off. I'm fascinated about this. Europe, UK, where you live, meaning that's not part of Europe in this discussion. So Europe, it's banned, like France, Germany, but UK, it's still legal there.
But I'm just hoping that they don't follow suit. That's for the UK. That's the problem. And this is how the problems occur. We ship them out to people in Germany or Ireland or wherever, and then the authorities there complain that we're shipping out there. So what they do then is ban it in the UK so that we can't even have it here. Now, in the end, what we do is end up shipping from the USA, but that's getting harder and harder because the customs are starting to... fight each other. The world is
right.
Is
they may have COVID. Place. You might have touched the package, and you might be transporting COVID
They also. But the truth is, for 20 years we have been getting miraculous results with people with these seropeptase. They won't be able to ban curcumin because the Indian government would be absolutely furious with anybody that tried to. Because they tried to do this in the USA. The USA government tried to take a patent out on it so that they could take it off the market. And the Indian government was so furious at them that they abandoned that, actually, and allowed it to carry on being sold.
God bless the Indians. Wow, fantastic.
The thing is, the traditional in India, both curcumin and turmeric, but turmeric, if you ever see turmeric on a bottle or you ever hear the word turmeric, run a mile because they're probably mixing turmeric with a small amount of curcumin and trying to sell you something that's not the real McCoy.
There's something called the Napoleonic Code of Health or Codex Alimentarius in Europe that's a lot stronger than in America has a different. Everything that's not approved is disapproved. And in America, everything that's not disapproved is approved. It's kind of like the two.
That's called common law, and that comes from the UK. We have common law, but we just got out of the EU club, and
right.
they say that we're going to go back to common law, but I you can never trust politicians.
EU club? Did you say the EU club?
It's a club.
Well, that's one hell of a club, Robert. That's not a club I want to be part of.
It's a cartel, actually. The world is full of cartels, isn't it?
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. That was funny the way you said that. The club. Okay, so... In America, in the United States, the FDA runs around. Maybe it's worse in Europe in some ways. Maybe it's better in some ways. I mean, I've heard both, depending on the situation.
It's not better. It's better than Europe. I'm no friend of the FDA, but you have the good thing about Americans. Is that they will stand up for their rights, and when they try to ban
where are they, Robert? Please show me where these Americans are.
Well, this is. I was just going to come to that. I'm back in 1968 now, when they stood up for the rights. was it 70 or whatever? Anyway, back long time ago, they took to the streets. They really, now I think it was 88, wasn't it? Yeah. Anyway, they took to the streets, and when the FDA tried to ban nutritional supplements and got it reversed. But now, I don't know what's happened to America. I don't know what's happened to the UK. I don't know what's happened to the world, actually, because you've got the Gates gang literally trying to take over the world and vaccinate us all. And we have, you know, we have this problem.
Do you have that same...
As long as we could...
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead. I want to ask you something about Gates.
Well, I was going to say, as long as we can have our supplements, I actually don't care about what they do. Here's the thing. I am absolutely happy to say to anybody, 99% of all diseases can be reversed if you will do the right things, if you will live the right life, if you'll take the right supplements and drink the right water, whatever. 99%, like the 91-year-old guy with 26 years of prostate cancer, completely gone. He had other things as well. They've all gone because he stuck to the plan meticulously, and he's clear now. So
wow.
So all the supplements, as long as we can have them available, the only problem comes if they ban us from travel unless we have a vaccination. And this is my concern, because I won't be able to come to the USA, or I go to Spain or whatever. In fact, my grandson is traveling, hoping to travel in the next few weeks to New York just to take up a master's in film. A film, a master's in film.
Film and theater.
It's film restoration, and he's a fanatic about old films, if you know what I mean. So
very good.
He wants to be part of restoring old films and bringing them up to date. So anyway, that's another story. But
Let me ask you a little broader question about vaccinations. You brought up back Gates. Are you hearing the same push in Britain that we hear here? Or that we see here about Gates getting up and lecturing us like he knows anything about health all of a sudden? Is the same thing going on in Britain?
He's all over the world doing it. You know what I mean? He wants to take over the world. And the take over the world by having everybody in the world with a vaccine, which has to be renewed every year. They're fake, of course. You know what I mean? You don't need them, because the same way that... as I call it, coronavirus is when I say fake, it does exist. The flu exists, but it's nothing worse than the flu. In fact, 2018 deaths are higher than 2020 deaths. Wait a minute. Do you remember everything being locked down in 2018? Do you remember all the people being thrown out of work? Do you remember them making everybody wear masks in 2018? No, you don't, even though more people died then.
Wow.
Anything you hear from the authorities or from the Gates gang or anybody talking about, you know, serious numbers of people are dying is just not true. You don't need to wear masks. You don't need to be locked down. Sweden doesn't wear masks. Sweden isn't locked down. And Sweden's got, it's got a few people dying, but like their head person said, it's no more than the flu. I'm very sorry for people that die, but they say, and lots of scientists say, that the people that die were due to die anyway, maybe in the next 12 months or maybe in the next month, if you know what I mean. And people do die that are unhealthy. It's a fact of life. But we don't all pretend that it's some deadly disease that's going to catch us in the streets if we go out on the streets. It's just a lie.
What is the deal? It's a crime. We're going to get to that on the other side of the break. But what is it about Sweden? I mean, intelligent people, the corporate media, they ignore it like it doesn't even exist. I mean, to me, that is the biggest proof of a con game going on here, that people refuse to talk about Sweden. Is it the same way in Britain?
Oh, they're being criticized for it. To be fair, they did say to their population, if you've got a serious disease or you've got advanced diabetes or whatever, you know, don't come out. And if you do come out, you know, don't go around people, because ordinary people, and ordinary people are anybody from 1 month to 70 years of age, have no problem catching it, unless they've already got a serious disease that could kill them anyway. They have no problem. When you catch it, you don't even know you've got it in most cases. And a few people, and I know a couple of people that did, you know, they were incapacitated for a couple of weeks, but they were fine afterwards. Wow. Funny enough, those people were on my, they had both health conditions, and they were both on my program as well, which is an immune program with vitamin D and C and selenium and zinc and that type of stuff, you know what I mean? So,
do you see the same push against colloidal silver? This is kind of totally unrelated. Here recently, when this COVID thing break, the attack on colloidal / nano silver has been, I mean, puzzling to me. Is the same thing going on over there?
It's not really been against silver here. It's not even against supplements, although they keep saying, oh, well, we don't really believe in vitamin D until we've done some more studies, you know, because we don't want to believe all the previous studies, because that means people would just be taking vitamin D and vitamin C. And I've told you before, you know, I'm 74, as you know, and I was born in 46. So we were given vitamin D and vitamin C, from being a baby to being 7 years of age. And it was only stopped because a different government got in. And stopped it.
There's the music. Well, maybe we'll talk about that. That's interesting in and of itself. So much more on the other side. COVID crimes. That's a new article written by Robert, and he's going to go into some detail about this. This is important. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. You're listening to The Power Hour. Robert Redford.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Robert Redfern. Good health naturally. Got a host of these products. Products. Red leather, yellow leather. Excuse me. Astaxanthin with DHA, Essential Digestive Plus, which is, you know, if you're not, again, the enzymes that we used to be in our food just aren't there anymore. So if you, especially if you eat out, if you eat at a restaurant or what have you, I mean, you just got to have digestive enzymes. Vitamin E, Hyzorb Q10, curcumin, 4000, Sera enzyme, the Sera peptides, vitamin D, lithium balance. If you're down, if you're depressed or you have some anxiety, lithium balance is fantastic. Alpha lipoic acid R, which you have to have, and the health point kit, which I use regularly. It's actually sitting right here. I use it a lot of times before, we go on air, and the points are just fantastic. Thepowermall.com. That's where you get them and so much more. We thank you for your support. Thepowermall.com for your prayers, your purchases, your donations, your thoughts. Thank you. And you're welcome for what we do because we know that you appreciate us. So thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting back to Robert Redfern. Is there anything you want to talk
about? Can I just interrupt before you start?
Sure. Absolutely. Go ahead.
For everybody, you don't have to be depressed to have lithium balance. It's an anti-aging supplement for the brain. So it will stop your brain aging and keep you bright and alert and just everything, as well as depression or other brain problems. But don't think you just have to be depressed to take it. I take it, and I've taken it for 20 years, I think. Yeah.
So it keeps not only your body young, it keeps your brain young.
Absolutely.
What about astaxanthin? We've had some questions about that. Astaxanthin. What is that? What is that?
Well, it's a carotenoid, and it's something like, I don't know, 500 times stronger than vitamin E, for argument's sake. You know what I mean? I can't remember the actual figures off the top of my head. And but I know what it's good for, which is your skin, and so I take double dose of the astaxanthin because it's also got DHA, which is also good for the brain. So as well as for your skin, astaxanthin and DHA is good for your brain, for your eyes, and for your skin. And so, you know, Those are the three things. Because, you know, I like to look young.
Who doesn't? Jeez, Robert.
Your listeners could see me if we were on the video now.
There you go. Okay, I'm going to put the responsibility on you. You make sure next time we schedule you, you tell Catherine, I want video. So we're going to share the burden of the responsibility here. On this.
They're all going to be looking now to see what I look like. Yeah. Look at him.
Yeah, we'll see what this lithium balance is doing and this astaxanthin.
Exactly.
Yeah, very good. Any of the other products you want to mention before we go? There's some important. Any of the Hyzorb Q10, what is somebody going to get out of that?
Well, that's specifically for people that want a high level of coenzyme Q10. But vegan version.
Who would want that?
The UBA.
Who vegan. Needs that?
Just vegan. Well, anybody can take it, but anybody that was a vegan, because all the other coenzyme Q10s and ubiquinols, like the UBA Q10, is in the gelatin capsule, whereas those are not in a gelatin capsule.
Oh, I see. So the CoQ10, that's good for your heart, for cardiovascular, for what? What else? What else does it help
for
with?
All your cells and energy, all your cells as you get older, are short of coenzyme Q10. The coenzyme Q10 is a spark plug that works between the oxygen and the glucose to give your cells energy and to regenerate yourself.
Whoa. Wow. Fascinating. This 5G, have you seen any of the studies or have anything? I know Sweden, getting back to Sweden again, Sweden has stopped the rollout of 5G. They don't want it until we can prove that this is safe. Israel did the same thing.
Yep.
America is going forward as fast as they can. Have you seen anything about 5G manipulating that process, that oxygen process in your body?
I've been following it for years. So, yes, it does. And the simple way for anybody to test this is to, you've heard of dark field microscopy, where you take a drop of blood out and you look under a microscope. Well, mm-hmm. if you take a drop of blood out from somebody, the blood and the red blood cells should be nice round and everything should be nice and clear on the blood. When people are exposed to radiation, and that's 4G, 5G, doesn't really matter, all the red blood cells start to sort of become misshapen, misshape. It looks like something called ruli, which is another way of describing red blood cells that are all misshapen. So you can see it in the blood. You know, it's not. And don't forget, the red blood cells are responsible for carrying both oxygen and iron around the body. So if they're not functioning properly, then we are deficient in oxygen.
It's not new.
I did a course on dark field microscopy in Oregon back in 1995, I think it was, actually. And, you know, it's really, really... I mean, you can find a microscopist that do these things. Dark field microscopy.
Dark field microscopy.
Yeah.
You've written some articles about COVID crimes. Let's spend some good time on that. What do you mean by that? What are we looking at? What is important for us to know?
Okay. When I first wrote about this back in February, you know, it was just started to become known about. And I said, yeah, it's, you know, it's not likely to be anything. And they'll soon realize their mistake, panicking about it. But it just, not from realizing their mistake, they doubled down on their mistake. They just started frightening everybody, the bejesus out of everybody. And and I thought, excuse me, why would they do this? But then I realized they're doing it for a reason. They want to control everybody. They want to reset the world. Now, somebody wrote to me the other day and said, the world's upside down at the moment. I said, actually, it's the other way around. The world has been upside down for 70 years or so, and now it's going back to as it was before the wars and in the 1800s, whatever, where people control everybody. They're looking to control it. It's been a nice time. We could just jump on a plane, go here, go there, visit, do what we want, have fun. They don't want that anymore. They want us locked down, if not physically, mentally. And they want to be giving us vaccinations, and they want us all under control. And I say they, which is the, I call them the Gates Gang. And the Gates Gang includes the World Health Organization, the Pharma Medical Cartel, the Deep State. And I sent you a thing on Shadowgate. Did you get that, an email on Shadowgate?
Yes, I did, absolutely.
Oh, okay. If you can, sorry, it's been pulled down off the internet, but I have a copy I can send you anyway. So it's you. I have never seen anything. All the names and people that you know, people that you didn't think were part of the deep state, if you like, that were say on Trump's side, you can see they're actually not really. And it's
what's the lady okay? That let made me that, the, let me interject. What's the most important, as you face that, I mean, I go through this, our audience is going through this, this is kind of overwhelming, it's right in our face now, I mean, it's not even, we're seeing the specter of a vaccine needle in the foreground, and we're just getting kind of freaked out and tensed up here. What do you do? What goes through your mind right now? What is the most important thing for us right now?
Always get healthy, stay healthy. If you were forced into the vaccination, I mean, it's like children having vaccinations and getting autism. Not every child gets autism. What's the difference? Well, I don't know, but I suspect it's because all the way through pregnancy, the mother wasn't taking all the vitamins and minerals, especially vitamin D. Because vitamin D is the, if you don't take anything else, you've got to take vitamin D. And when the baby's born, the mother needs to have a whole ruck of vitamins and minerals to make sure that all these are coming through the breast milk and coming through it. And so the difference between the children that have a vaccination, that have a problem, that don't have, is how good their nutrition is in them and how good the probiotics are in them, in the digestive tract, because that's where some of the problems have been shown, in the digestive tract, because the digestive tract is linked to the brain, actually. Yeah, there is a brain, a gut-brain link. So we need to get healthy. Every single person listening to your program, they have to drink the water, get some sodium bicarbonate, they have to take the vitamins, minerals, stop eating junk food, factory food, or anything from a factory. Get up to fresh foods. And then if you have to have a vaccination for whatever reason, I'm just saying I don't advocate it.
I'm going to stop you. We are not even going to say that here on the show. Nobody has to have a vaccination. Go ahead.
I realize what you mean, and I know what you mean. But one day, you might not be able to send your children to school. And
who gives a damn?
It's okay.
I don't care. I don't care about school.
I agree with you. All I am saying is that if you are super healthy, whether you have one or not, you're still super healthy. That's all I'm saying on this.
Let me interject on this, Robert, because this is an important issue. I'm not having an argument here with you, but I just want to bring some points. Have you done any research on transhumanism?
No.
Okay. Sherry Tenpenny, I mean, off air, she'll say a lot more than she will on air. Many people. Transhumanism is this next level that these vaccines, the research we're seeing, it's not just they're harmful, there's bad things in them. It's much more sinister than that. This COVID, the vaccine for it is actually an RNA/DNA vaccine. So when it goes your body, it is actually interacting with you. So you know what I'm talking about. It's actually interacting with your DNA, interacting with your RNA, and at some level changing you. This isn't just, well, there's something bad in it and it's harmful to you. This is, we are changing humanity now at this point.
Daniel. Don't make any mistake.
I know we're on the same page, Robert. I just don't want anybody, and please don't be offended, I don't want anybody on this show to ever say, well, if you have to take it with... Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things in life that are worse than death. There are some things in life that are worse than death. And if we are free, if we are to be free at all, then the choice of whether you want a vaccine or whether you don't has to be inviolate. And if there is a situation where somebody is making you have one, I will say, there's a lot of things I won't say on radio. I will say this. I don't, that person is a, it's a satanic plan. It's an evil plan. You have all natural right to defend and to stop and to resist, and the whole universe will be with you. I will be with you. That's what I have to say. I mean, I feel so strongly about this. I am so adamant about this that I don't even want to talk about the alternative, Robert. That's what I mean.
Well, I'll rephrase them, and I know exactly what you mean.
I'm not trying to offend you, Robert.
No. I argue and fight for everybody's good health. Just have good health, and you will have the mental and physical strength to fight. But if you are weak, and you get weak because of your body and mind and everything because of junk food and processed food and not having, you know, the right vitamins and minerals in your body, then you will not be able to fight it. So if you want to fight the good fight, get strong.
I love
that
it.
Okay?
That's fantastic. I love that. I hope I didn't offend you. I'm just, we are coming to a point in, we're seeing this. People like you, you know this. I mean, this is, the rubber's meeting the road. This is old feudal, you talking about way life used to be. This is feudalism. This is serfdom. Are we cattle to
this
be herded
going,
in a field?
This is what they're going to go back to, yeah?
Yes. Anyway, continue on with the COVID crimes. Very important.
Just quickly, in 1300 in the UK, all the land belonged to the people. People farmed it in cooperatives. Each village was a cooperative, if you know what I mean, all the way over.
Wow.
All the around the country, and the king came along and said, okay, all the land belongs to me now. I'm taking it away from you. I'm going to give it to the barons and earls, and you're now going to have to apply for a job with the baron and earl to work on that farm, even though it's the same place they'd been working. So they stole all the land from the people in the country.
Wow.
Now, wait a minute. There's no restitution. Nobody's campaigning for the restitution of the land to the people of the UK. So, anyway, that's another story. Crimes. These are the crimes. The crime is telling people that they have to wear a mask, because when you wear a mask, it's really seriously bad for your health, and because you cannot get rid of the carbon dioxide. Now, we need carbon dioxide, and you need carbon dioxide in your bloodstream to help oxygenation, believe it or not, but you shouldn't be rebreathing the carbon dioxide. You should be getting it from the normal air that comes in. So anybody telling you to wear a mask is wrong, and to tell people knowing that there is no science and the science says the opposite is a crime. So that's crime number one. Crime number two is literally causing death by deliberately or by neglect. Stopping the use of effective treatments such as hydroxychloroquine plus zinc. The studies are quite clear for 45 years. It's totally safe, totally effective. What's happening? Why is this massive campaign? President Trump said it. He had to backtrack because, the media was just bombarding him as a crazy person. He said that you should also drink. He said you could drink disinfectant. He actually meant hydrogen peroxide. And hydrogen peroxide again is another wonderful thing for treating all these conditions, actually. But there you breathe it in through a mask. But you can put it in water anyway. Hydrogen peroxide. They are killing people by refusing treatment for cancer and heart disease, and even people are dying from suicide because they're just not getting into hospital now. Some are frightened to go to hospital. Some are just being refused treatments in hospitals. And finally, there's three crimes of death. People at risk, the elderly people, are being herded into care homes but left to die. They're not being given vitamin D. They're not being given vitamin C, all the things that I was given as a child to keep us safe. And they literally are being left to die there. Are they trying to get rid of elderly people? I don't know. but it's really, really bad. Funny enough, let me finish that story before when I was born and got vitamin D and vitamin 3. Seven years just after they stopped giving it to us, we had a polio epidemic in the UK.
Wow.
It was own. Well, this is my contention, because I just remember the one or two people I ever saw with it, the middle class people, because I was from a poor family, the middle class people thought it was beneath them to get free vitamin C and vitamin D from the government, and they didn't take it. And we were protected. You know, the poor people were protected from the infections. Anyway, crime 4, imprisoning millions of people in their homes through false assertions, because it is false. It doesn't make, in fact, we've just talked about the Swedish thing here. It creates mental anxiety, depression. I'm seeing people absolutely gibbering wrecks. And it also causes something called Stockholm syndrome. Well, it's nothing to do with Sweden, although it is, actually. But that is when you imprison people enough, they actually start to believe in their captors and if you like, feel dependent on their captors. So people are literally having mental problems because of it all. Crime number 5 is what we've just said. Governments are threatening unproven, and they will never prove them because it takes years to prove the safety, and they're trying to get them out in the next 12 months. So the unproven and unsafe vaccines. Number 6, there is still another crime that's going on, and that is they are literally politicians, government employees, and other contractors are being paid to do this. They're not going without wages, and they're doing this out of the goodness of their hearts. They're being paid to enact all this, and the almost certainly will have been paid payments from the pharma medical cartel and the Gates gang. The Gates gang even puts money into the BBC to tell all these lies. He gives donations to the BBC in the UK. That's how far his tentacles go, yeah. And doctors in the USA are required to disclose payments, so I'm going to be watching for that. Anything they get from the pharma cartel, they're supposed to disclose. And they have you ever seen the list of doctors in the USA that are being paid by the pharma cartel? It's on the internet. Yeah, it's on the internet. You can find it on the internet.
Wow.
So those are the crimes, the 6 crimes that's going on right before our eyes. It's not a medical treatment plan or anything like that. It is a crime against the humankind all over the world, not just in the USA. I know you're thinking about the USA, but we have to think about the whole world, because no country is an island, if you know what I mean, even Australia. And look what's happening in Australia. The police have gone crazy, you know, dragging people off the streets if they haven't got a mask and all sorts, especially...
Well, they don't have any guns anymore there. They took their guns away a while ago.
You were absolutely right, actually. You know, still got shotguns in the outback, but there again, they don't have a problem in the outback. It's in the cities that they've gone. It's like the democratic cities in the, you know, I'm sorry to get into politics, but the democratic cities in the USA have gone crazy. You know, they're just, I don't know what's going to happen to them. You know, my grandson's going to New York in a few weeks, hopefully, and we'll be able to start university there. But I'm not even sure it's going to happen. But we'll see.
How do you think this is going to break down? How do you think that as we go forward with this? Obviously, the vaccine push is pretty heavy. I mean, I just don't, in America, I don't know about Britain, I don't know about Europe. In America, there is no way that they can make a blanket statement, okay, everybody's getting a vaccine and you have to. It'll never work. There's no way they could do that.
I would like to see Donald Trump get reelected. But more to the point, I would like to see him, because the rest of the world would follow through there to declare a state of emergency and literally take over the running of the whole country. Take it off the mayors and governors and whatever, if it's possible, with a state of emergency, and bring in the military to stop all this craziness going on. I don't think he really believes it, but he's getting dragged along by the media and
well, you know, his son was damaged by vaccines. I've had I have some connections that go up to him. His child was damaged by vaccines. They believe that 100%.
Didn't know that.
Barron.
But I just get the feeling that he really, you know, with him saying all these other things, he's looking, but it's such a lonely place there, if you know what I mean, with when the media really comes out, lashing and lashing and lashing. He's doing a good job standing up for himself, but and this isn't political, you know what I mean? I'm just choosing the safest
right.
pair of
yeah.
hands, that's all, you know.
Let me, we only got about a minute. Let me ask you about your vitamin E and the astaxanthin. You said astaxanthin is stronger than vitamin E. Now, the vitamin E that you have, tocotrienols and tocopherols. It's only one side of that.
It's the most perfect side. The most perfect E you can get. It's got fabulous studies on the brain and all sorts of things. So I take
really?
But there again, I do take a lot of things. Some people say I take too much. But okay, tell me which bit of me. Looks as though I'm doing too much. You know what I mean? And
I
can promise you, I'm super fit, super healthy, you know. Anyway.
There's the music. Robert, it's a pleasure as always. Your point of view, your passion, your conviction is contagious. You're a hero to so many people. Your products are first rate, and we'd love to be associated with you. Thank you so much, Robert Redfern's products over at the Power Mall. Stay there, Robert. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. We'll see you tomorrow.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.